So WMFO would be one of these if you want to donate. I know a lot of places around Tufts campus are doing donation drives right now, as well as major nonprofit groups. But I thought Giving Tuesday sort of put the word gimme in my head. So this is Gimme Gimme Gibby by ABBA. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Everybody's gone.
That was Charlie Bliss, Westermark from their album Guppy. Before that, we had Bushwick by OPEP, Follow the Leader by Foxygen off of their 2017 album Hang. We went a little further back. That was a John Peel session from 1980, Falling and Laughing, the song. That's by Orange Juice. And we opened that set with ABBA and Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight. Danny's here.
Hello, hello. I am here. Yes, despite the driving rain of this morning, as usual on Tuesday mornings, there's a light patter of raindrops.
Not really driving rain. No, it's less rain than we have.
Some are driving in the rain. We are known as Drive Time Radio.
Yes.
So people are driving in this rain, and therefore it is driving rain. However,
are you driving? Call us.
If you're driving, please call us
with your Bluetooth headset.
855-915-WMFO.
It's 855-915-9636. We love to hear other voices.
At the WMFO studio line.
And we really love to hear your calls. We never get them.
We never get them. One time we got them, I think. But that was just because it was my grandmother.
Well, no. One time someone requested a song. We do also take requests.
We do take requests. Normally it's requests from ourselves because we don't have many people to take requests from. And, of course, our popular segment, Radio Free Nixon, will not be airing this week due to a number of factors.
Yeah, a confluence of factors. Including Danny not getting out of bed.
Including me not getting out of bed in time. But the driving rain was indeed a factor, as it often is.
It'll be back. We're just playing some music today.
Yes, today. And what's up next, Charlie?
We've got some Mungo Jerry.
Yes.
Everyone loves Mungo Jerry. I love Mungo Jerry.
43,416,632
people who've played this song on Spotify.
It's a big
Mungo
one.
Jerry. This one is In the Summertime.
In the Summertime.
You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and only buy. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da. We love everybody, but we
we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da.
Gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Gotta
That was the Stone Ponies with Different Drum. We then proceeded that with Harry Nilsson's song Gotta Get Up from his album Nilsson Schmilsson. Then the Monkees, Me and Magdalena. That's from their new one, Good Times. That's a 2016 album. And opened that set with Mungo Jerry and In the Summertime. Which was your favorite song, Danny?
You know, I'm pretty basic, and I really liked In the Summertime. It reminded me of better times where we didn't have to deal with this horribly driving rain.
And we just had to deal with horrible, horrible levels of humidity.
Yes, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, the rain. Like, rain when it's on the colder side is my least favorite thing. Yeah, this has been the Weather Hour with Danny and Charlie.
At this point, we may as well just move on to full-on snow. Because
I would like to move on to fall.
Because at least then, here's the thing with rain. With rain, if you wear a rain jacket, yeah, okay, maybe you'll stay a little dry, hopefully. But if it's snowing out, you're able to brush that stuff off. You're able to just walk around and be confident that you're not going to walk into class totally wet. Unless, of course, it's sleet, and then you're really screwed.
Danny, what are you going to name your kids?
Probably Al Roker. What about you?
Is that two kids or one kid?
No, that's one kid.
That's one kid?
But the second kid will be named Roker Al. Oh. Actually, no, the second kid will be named Hurricane Schwartz in honor of my hometown's radio. I mean, I'm sorry, not radio. Meteorologist on NBC 10.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So Al Roker, is that just first name or first and middle?
No, it's one name, Al Roker. One word. I guess you could pronounce it properly Al Roker.
Al Roker Nelson.
Al Roker Nelson. Yes.
Roker or Roker.
Ferrero.
Because when it's together, Al Roker.
I think it's Al Roquet. Actually, it's a French.
It's like Jamiroquai.
Sure. Why not?
'90s
sounds
hip-hop artist.
Sounds about right. Yeah, but you know, with all that cold weather, not weather, with all that cold weather, we have some space heater safety tips. These are the most important things to keep you warm. But they also can be dangerous. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, your house, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. I don't think that's true, Charlie, because I'm pretty sure that space heaters take up a lot of electricity, but I digress. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires. 1/3! And 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions, especially in the state of California, where there are a whole lot more safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people. I don't think people can burn. At least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. As Charlie, we all know, small children are more flammable than large children.
It's
true. This has been a public service message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
What was I going to say? Oh, we have our fire went out. At home this weekend, and we had a...
Your fireplace?
Yeah, like the fireplace, it just wouldn't start, because it's a pellet stove. We had like an electric fire, and wow, that thing was garbage. Just not good at all.
Was this one of those Amish rolly fireplaces that kind of just look like a cabinet, except with a fire in the front?
What, like the original thing?
Or, yeah.
No, it's built into the wall. You've seen it.
I think I've seen it. I've never seen it in action.
It's built into the wall. It just looks like a sort of old-timey.
So all your electronic utilities are breaking right now, Charlie.
Well, I wouldn't call most of them utilities.
Conveniences?
Yes.
All your
my trappings of my modern material life.
He's quickly descending into Ludditude.
I am actually going to become a monk.
Yes, and that is when I will take over the show as I've been planning for years.
Because you have been trained.
Because I've been trained, because I am a full member of WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I am licensed to operate this equipment.
Are you?
I have no comment on the matter, but I am a producer of this show. Yeah, that's true. None of us are.
You
licensed.
Are. You. I am your reference.
That is true. Anyway, what's up next, Riley?
What's up next? We've got a double bill of song about Girls from States. Girls starting with the Beach Boys. States. You'll see.
At the 7th Street entry. Oh, I can't. knows. Damn, it's great to be home.
partied. I really don't remember. I remember we departed from our bodies. And we woke up in Ybor City.
It was a Hold Steady with Killer Parties off of their 2004 album Almost Killed Me. Before that, we had Minnesota Girls by the Shackletons. And opening that set, as I alluded to, we had California Girls, the song Name Checked in Minnesota Girls, that one by the Beach Boys. You good there, Danny? Danny's just untangling his headphones, which seem to be both charging and plugged into music.
Keep going.
I'm not...
Hello, yes, I'm back. Apologies for my host's poor ad-libbing, and also my poor ad-libbing, for that matter. But anyway, yeah, those were some songs about some girls from some beaches, and also not some beaches, but inspired by the songs about the girls from the beaches. It's about right, Charlie, isn't it?
Pretty much,
yeah.
What do you think of the beach?
Honestly, I'm more of a mountain man myself. The beach is kind of... There's too many mosquitoes. I always get pollen allergies. Yeah, there's always bears.
You get pollen allergies at the beach?
Oh, I was describing the mountains. Yeah, you're right. I'm more of a beach person. Actually, no, because of the sunburns. You hate the sunburns. When you're as pale as I am, and Charlie, you're definitely as
especially
pale as
when
I am.
Especially when you literally just kind of sit at the beach because you're there for what, like 6 hours?
Yeah.
And you have lunch for like 30 minutes of that.
Yeah, Charlie.
And then you... You go in the ocean for about 45 minutes of that.
Two words, Charlie. Melanoma. It's a big risk, and it's also one word. That's a public service message brought to you by the good folks at WMFO. And yeah. We're still waiting.
This is the name of your third kid?
That's my second. We're still waiting, because remember, the first one was named Al Roque. But remember, we're still waiting for those call-ins at 855-915-WMFO.
855-915-9636. We're going to just keep rolling, Danny.
Yeah.
And we'll be back to say goodbye in a little while.
Oh, all right.
This is Frank Turner.
Surely hope that you are.
That was Frank Turner, 1933. We're just about out of time, and there's some music we're still going to play for you.
Yes, there is.
But we're here to say goodbye because we love you very much, dear listener.
We do.
And we want you to have a good day.
Yeah, we do. And we'll be back next week, weather permitting, as it never does, with Radio Free Nixon.
We're gonna get it in. We're gonna get it in because we're heading into the last two shows of the semester.
Yeah, it's a sad time, but that's all right because
we're
heading
into December as well.
Yeah,
we'll be back during Hanukkah.
Yeah,
it's early this year.
It is early this year.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway,
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Poppin' Circumstance,
and this has been.
Well, this has been Poppin' Circumstance, and this is Camp Cope.
And that was Charlie. I'm Danny. Goodbye.